One Bed, written by Kat Buier and read by Kay Burb. This is a Clone Wars fic, rated mature, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Cutup / Droidbait / Echo / 5 / Heavy. Summary. The Dominoes are on a mission, and there's only one bed for the five of them. Move over! Droidbait pushes back against the body behind him, trying not to fall off the bed. I can't! Cutup snaps and pushes back. Echo's elbow is poking me in the spine. That's not my fault. Heavy's knee is on my neck. At least you four get to lay up there and not down here like a massive. Fives huffs and wiggles more up on the bed, causing Echo to have to curl up into a ball even more. Hey, this is ridiculous. Heavy grunts and moves away from his edge of the bed, pulling Echo up to sandwich him between Heavy's chest and Cutup's back. Thanks. Echo mumbles into Heavy's neck as he's pulled close. Whose idea was it to get this room? Cutup wraps his arm around Droidbait as he sees the man begin to fall off the edge. It was the only one they had, Five says defensively, arranging himself around the other's limbs. Did you even tell them there was five of us? I did. Doubt it. Fine, then you can take care of getting the room next time. I will. Can we just sleep? Droidbait grumbles. I can't sleep with someone's foot in my hip. Cutup wiggles. That's not my foot, Fives mutters, and the silence that follows becomes charged with something other than frustration. Echo realizes that Heavy's been rubbing his back soothingly. Heavy notices that it isn't just Echo's breath that's ghosting across his neck. There's definitely a slight press of lips. Droidbait covers the hand around his waist with his own, urging it to hold tighter. Cutup complies and wiggles his hips, feeling not only his own body reacting to brushing against Droidbait's ass, but also just what part of Fives is hard and pressing into his hip. Fives moans at the movement, and the sound acts like a detonator, prompting them all into action. A long time later, their blacks are strewn across the floor, and they're even more tangled than they started out as, but no one seems to mind. Fives hums in satisfaction and kisses Heavy's thigh. Wanna go do this again in the other room? Other room? Echo lifts his head from Cutup's shoulder. Yeah, it's a suite. There's two bedrooms. Fives flails and yelps as he's pushed off the bed. The end.